The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Maybe a few hot rod Lincolns out on cruise night on Friday night. Joining us right now to talk about how to safely cruise is Lieutenant Nick Godwin from the Port Huron Police Department. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Always look forward to cruise weekends. It's always fun, isn't it?
It's always a great time. Those cool classic cars are out there rolling up and down. Such history and such a part of the community that we live in.
We always know that it's probably going to rain at some point during that weekend, too. Saturday looks great, Friday a little iffy, but that's not going to keep people away. People are still going to come out, aren't they?
No, it should be a warm night. You know, there's some chance for storms and gusty winds, so definitely have a plan. But as long as the weather's nice, it's a cool time to get the kids out and see some of those old cars and share some of the history of Detroit muscle.
And I know it's going to be a busy night for law enforcement, but you're going to be out there having fun, but making sure everybody stays safe, right?
Yeah, that's the key. We want everybody to enjoy themselves. It's, like I said, it's a cool night. It's a cool event that happens every year, and it's part of the Blue Water area, and we want everybody to come out and enjoy it. But the cruisers, also, please remember to do it safely. You know, keep the burnouts and the racing on the track in a designated area. It's not allowed on the roadways, even on a cruise night. So please keep those under control. There will be a number of officers out there helping to enforce those laws. So, you know, you kind of make your own decisions. You have to live with the consequences. Mm-hmm. But it could be worse than just a ticket. You know, if you lose control and somebody gets hurt, it could be some serious consequences for you, for them, for everybody. So let's just cruise up and down the street, have a good time, show off those cool cars that you put so much time and effort into.
Yeah, that's always the concern, because you've got spectators that are right up there at the edge of the road, either in lawn chairs or just standing there waving at the cars as they go by. You've got cars that want to show off a little bit. That's pedestrians and cars really close together.
Yeah, and, you know, accidents happen. Nobody intends for it to happen, but just a little bit extra throttle and that car loses control. And, you know, no one wants a kid to get hurt, and it can happen real easily when they're out there trying to just admire the cool cars and hear those rumbling engines out there.
There's always that poor guy that worked all year on his car, got it out there, got about a mile into the cruise, and then broke down.
That and or rain, right?
Or rain, yeah. I can't get the top up.
So, yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's a part of the evening, and hopefully we don't have any of those breakdowns and everybody can get out there and go up and down 25 and show them off.
Absolutely. It's always a good time. The other safety thing right now, I've seen the fireworks tents begin to pop up, and they're showing up in stores, and it's a week away from 4th of July week, so people are starting to get them.
Yeah, and I heard, you know, the spot just before this that the Saturday there's going to be fireworks up around the Meyer area. So, yeah, the fireworks are fun and they're great to have, but they are so, so dangerous. And so my best advice is to just let the pros handle the shows. You can spend a whole lot of money and it can be burned up literally in seconds, or just go and watch the pros do it. Like you said, the Saturday up in Fort Gratiot, we got Canada Day right across the river. They put on a tremendous show. Yeah. Lots of good viewing from up and down the St. Clair River on our side. And then, you know, there'll be shows up and down, you know, Lexington usually. St. Clair's got a great show. So there's lots of opportunities to enjoy those fireworks. Please don't, I'd ask you not to do them on your own, those big shows. But if you are going to take part in them, just remember the laws in Michigan now. This year it's June 29th through July 5th. You can set off the fireworks up until 11:45 p.m. each day. So please don't be doing them after that. Let people get their rest and their sleep that need to work. There are fines associated if those laws are broken, and we will enforce that law. But please don't put us in that position to have to do it. Enjoy responsibly and be respectful of your neighbors.
There are, you mentioned certain times and dates when you can do it. You can't just do it any old time. You can't just do it anywhere either. You can't stand out in the middle of the street or the middle of a parking lot. It has to be on your own private property, right?
That's right. You know, you can't go to a parking lot of a church or a school, out in the roadway especially, and set them off. It has to be on your property. And like I said, you are responsible for anything that if that tower tips over and they start going somewhere else and somebody else's property is damaged or somebody gets hurt, you know, nobody wants to see that. So please be very cautious with it. Obviously, never let children fire the fireworks off, and definitely have an adult around if you're going to give them like a sparkler or something fun for them to do. Please be monitoring them closely. Those sparklers are so hot, and they're unforgiving. So we just want everybody to enjoy the fireworks that you're going to. Do it responsibly. Please don't mix alcohol in with them, obviously. If you are going to partake in alcohol, either pass on the fireworks or wait on the alcohol till the fireworks are done, and then enjoy your adult beverage once you've completed that. But the fireworks is just so sad. You know, we hear of people being killed every year. In 2023, there were reported 9,700 injuries and 4 fatalities in 2023 nationwide. So those things can't be taken back once it happens, and it's so unfortunate. So we want people to enjoy them, but do it responsibly.
Be aware of pets and neighbors that are maybe sensitive to those sounds.
Yeah, it's definitely common, especially there, you know, hear of people and their dogs that go and cower for hours, and that's just another reason to let those professional shows be at their spot. That they are great to watch and fun to see each year. It's a nice celebration, but just that 11:45 is a real kind of hard line, because people need to get to sleep, kids need to get to sleep for the next day, you got to go to work and whatnot. So summer's heating up, as we saw the last 4 days. Today we got a little break, but we want everybody to be out there being responsible and keep us from not having to ruin anybody's summer.
That's right. We got a big week coming up in a couple of weeks, too. Boat week is right around the corner.
We sure do. Right. The plans are in motion.
All right.
It's looking like it's going to be another good one.
I hope so. Absolutely. Nick, always appreciate your time.
Thank you, Paul.
Nick Godwin from the Port Huron Police Department with us here on WPHM, 17 past 8 o'clock.